Good morning, day or evening. Welcome to The Preferential Treatment. My name's Jessie.
And I'm Elise.
How are you doing today?
Well,
that's great.
Yes, they can't really hear. We can't really hear them. They can hear us, but
I hope they can hear us. If you move closer to the
microphone.
Yes, the microphone. We're not drunk this time.
No, we're not.
Unfortunately.
Well, we're tired, though, but
yeah, we're very tired, but we're soldiering on because we don't have any zombie killing games.
No.
How was your day today? What did you do before you buggered off here?
I did some homework and then I buggered off here. It took me about an hour and a half to actually get here.
We've both had really boring days.
I have. That's uni life, though.
Yeah. Well, I'm finished.
Oh, I've got another week left and then I've got an exam after that.
Well, I've got an assignment due on Monday and then I've got an exam due Thursday.
Due Thursday.
Yeah, it's a take home exam. It's not really an exam so much as an assignment.
I have to go in for my exam.
That sucks. You know, if I go in, there's like gonna be 10 people in the room when I do it because of the disability shit I get.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd rather not talk about uni anyway.
So, what's new in the life of Elise?
Well, it makes it sound like the things actually happen in the life of Elise. I'm full time uni student. No, I'm actually a part time full uni student, and yet everything I do seems to be involving uni at the moment.
Yeah, what is with doing an arts degree and then not having any time in the world?
You think it's a bludge course.
Everyone makes fun of it. Bugger you. But people who make fun of arts degrees, you fuckwits.
I have to write a 3,000-word essay on Australian comedy and film.
But you see, that wouldn't be too bad. I mean, you could just write on the castle.
Yeah. And I'm doing Priscilla, but it's due in a week and a half. I haven't started it yet.
That's all.
Yeah.
I suppose. It's not too bad. I've actually written the first draft of my history essay. I've only got a couple of things left to do. So hopefully I can type it up and be done with it.
Mm.
Fingers crossed, hopefully I'll do alright.
Yeah.
I have to go with 66 on this one, otherwise I fail.
Yeah, I have a mock-up due for art, and if I just don't do well on this, I fail the entire thing.
A mock-up. Oh, that sucks.
Children's book.
Yeah, but you're doing more of the fine arts sort of things, rather.
Yeah, I didn't think that was a fine arts class, though. It's called visual narrative. I assumed it had something to do with
narrative. No, not
nothing either. To do with it. I have to draw pictures all the time.
Yeah,
and
well,
I'm
like,
the
visual part is probably the pictures as the story progresses.
I thought it had something to do with like comic books or storyboarding, but I'm an okay drawer. But
I should get you in contact with Josh.
You keep saying that every time I mention this.
I know. I really should do.
You're going, who is this Josh?
He's awesome. Josh, I love you, babe. True story.
Alright, we should start.
Should we start?
Weird tangent there.
Yeah, it was a bit. Alright, round one. We're both very neurotic people, I think.
Oh,
would
I
be
think
the
that's a given.
So our first round is five OCD things that we do.
Obsessive compulsive, well, patterns that we seem to get into.
Well, most of mine do revolve around patterns, but, you know.
Well, I think that's OCD anyway. You have compulsive patterns. And obsessive patterns.
I'm not as bad as Monk, alright. Anyway, what's your number one, lady?
Alright, my top five. Number one, I guess that'd have to be, you may laugh, you may scoff, I count coins.
Why? What do you mean you count coins? I count
coins. If I find coins on a top or something, I have to count them, know how much it is in that pile, and then pile it up. In order of, size.
So you do that every single time you see a pile of coins?
Oh, yeah. You're not going to find coins when we do.
I don't actually think I've got any coins.
My dad, no joke, gave me an ice cream container full of coins recently from when my pa died. We had a garage sale. This was like 1992.
Yeah.
He gave me the coins from this garage sale recently, and I've been seriously going out of my mind just counting them all and piling them up.
I actually get entertained by counting coins sometimes. If it's a really, really slow day,
I
get coins.
I have to focus on it and know how much is in there. And seriously, $55 worth of 5-cent pieces.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a bit decent.
Although, have you read, they're going to try and, make the 5-cent piece redundant.
Well, I hope they do, because right kind of is redundant.
I hope they don't, because that is a really heavy jar, and I'm fucked if I'm going to go down to the bank and change it.
Well, no, what you do, you put it into dime bags. You have to, they won't just take the jar.
Oh, yeah. I've got dime bags, but there's no way in hell I'm carrying
them. Well, I actually have a jar next to my bed, which I put all my silver coins under 50-cent pieces in. But somebody keeps on stealing it, so it doesn't actually fill up.
No. Well, this is a massive jar, and, I probably should do something about that soon. Otherwise, wasn't gonna have a giant jar of 5 cent pieces for the rest of my life.
Well, no, because just because it's redundant doesn't mean that they can't transfer it, because the 1 cent coin and the 2 cent coin are both redundant.
Yeah.
But the 1 cent coin is now worth 15 cents.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome. I got like about a dollar's worth of them.
I should probably take them in then.
Anyway,
number two. What's your number two?
Number two. You've noticed this, and you I know you've scoffed at this. Smarties. If I get a packet of these things, I have to put them into their own little color groups, and then I eat them in order of preference.
It's not so much the separating them into groups; it's the eating them in a preference that gets me.
Yellow. You eat yellow first because yellow is
green.
Everyone
likes
knows
yellow.
That. Then it's green because I associate that with like green snakes, and I hate green snakes.
Yeah, because they're lime flavor.
Yeah.
Who wants lime flavor? Try apple flavor. Yum.
Then you go for the blue because blue's a bit nothingy, and there's always that whole backstory about cancer. It's not true, but you know, it's just that.
What backstory about cancer?
Oh, I think it was with the M&Ms. You know, blue M&Ms give you cancer. It was this completely
right,
made
right.
story, but everyone was still a bit unsure about it.
Was this a high school rumor by any chance?
Probably,
yeah.
I have a feeling a certain someone told me it that, you know, would say things like dogs can't look up.
Can you write down said person's name? So I think I know who it is.
There you go.
Yeah, I thought it was that. Yeah, that's not a surprise.
And, you know, me being completely gullible went, really? Well, I won't eat them then.
Yeah, but you see that same person,
I
did the whole they took a gullible out of the dictionary thing and she actually fell for it.
Yeah, true. I have a feeling, though, this was taken from a case study of one person eating just blue M&Ms and probably cancer.
He must have absolutely loved it when the breakup M&Ms came through.
Oh, that killed me. I opened up a packet and they were all red.
That totally surprised.
God.
That so totally surprised me, because like I was really happy because I got blue. I love blue M&Ms. They're my favorite M&Ms. I don't know why. It's a color preferential thing.
You know they give you cancer.
Apparently, I've heard that. Yeah, the blue's my personal favorite. And then the second bag I got, I only had two bags of M&Ms during this period of time, which is a very small amount for me, being a writer as I do. I do enjoy M&Ms very much. And I got yellow ones.
Oh.
And I hate yellow M&Ms.
See, that's why I eat them first. I can't stand them. And that's why I don't buy M&Ms either, because my favourite one is the purple one. And you don't get them in M&Ms.
No, you don't get M&Ms anymore.
You don't get purple M&Ms.
Have you ever had purple M&Ms?
They had that weird thing where they tried out different colours. They tried them out.
Yeah, but they were really weird colours. They were just like pale blue and shit. It wasn't even real colours.
That's why I get Smarties, though. Because every time, I always say purple for last.
M&Ms are bigger.
And that's when you laughed at me. You went, what the hell are you doing? I went, I'm saving the purples for last.
Yeah, I think I remember that conversation. That was
in
high
French.
School. It was funny. Yeah, we were in
French. Why do I have Smarties in French?
Because we didn't do any work.
Yeah, true.
But we still got some of the highest marks in class. Explain that, please.
I think I got the highest mark, and I think
you
it was...
Did, you got the highest mark. I think I got the highest mark in the
and
oral presentation.
Stuart's mum who told me that, and I'd completely forgotten who she was.
She was nice.
She was nice, but I'd forgotten the name and the face, and she went, hey,
we should,
congratulations on the highest
mark. We should move on.
Yes, because I've got two written down.
No, three.
Three. Okay. Mirrors. Well, I should explain that.
Not really. I think I know what you're going to say.
When it's nighttime, I can't see my reflection in the mirror. And
yeah.
I have a feeling that's got something to do with the Bloody Mary story that someone probably told me when I was about six.
Yeah.
So every night when I go to bed, I have to either cover up all the mirrors or point them away from the bed. I can't see my reflection at night. It freaks me out.
Well, you see, I have exactly the same thing. I have a mirror in my bedroom, but like...
Oh, it's above your bed.
It's above my bed. I can't see it. But still, like, when I was in Mildura, we used to have this huge, big glass sliding door.
Like the one in the...
Like the one in our rumpus room.
That you got me to sleep in.
Did that freak you out?
I had to turn and sleep the other way and try and not...
You should have told me. I would have swapped with you. But it doesn't bother me that much, but sometimes it really does.
Nah, it freaks the crap out of me.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think some person's going to
grab
me and
I'm
stuck
weird.
In the mirror world.
No, yeah, I think
with
it's...
With Mr. Susan.
I wouldn't be mine stuck in with Mr. Susan, because you can escape from Mr. Susan.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Right. Number four.
Number four. What the hell have I written down there?
Tap shoes. You said
tap
before.
Shoes. Yes. Not tap shoes as in dancing. Being that we've grown up in Australia, we've got all kinds of creepy crawlies, and you can't leave anything outside for more than 5 minutes, as I was explaining to you before, because
yes.
A spider will crawl into it.
And bite you.
And bite you, like it bit me on the bloody leg the other day. It still kills me. But when I was younger, I left my boots outside and a whitetail crawled in, bit me on the foot. God, there's no pain.
What
quite
is it
like
with you and whitetails? They're totally attracted to you.
I think it's because I'm so terrified of spiders. They, you know, sneak up on me.
They cluster
towards me.
Yeah.
But no, ever since then, no matter what, I have to tap the bottom of my shoes to make sure there's no spider in there. Every time, twice, like...
That's a bit weird.
I've got to do it because I don't want to go through the pain again, even though I'm going through it right now. Oh, God. Spider bites, seriously. If you don't live in Australia...
You know, I've been bitten by a spider once, and basically I had an immediate reaction of just throwing up.
Oh, nah. This is so painful. Nah. Anyway.
Number five.
I won't bore you with it. Number five, I have to rearrange my books every time I get a new one. I have to rearrange the shelf and make sure they're all in an order of, like, height or... Not alphabetical, because, you know, then I can't find anything.
What's the point of having alphabetical? Jesus.
I have it in, like, you know, author clusters. Mm. Like, you know, all my Victor Hugo there, all my Dumas there. That sounds really poncy.
Someone's dropping names.
Oh, a little bit of Hugo, a little bit of Dumas. Or Dumas.
Dumas.
For the uneducated person.
Yeah.
But
it's
no,
like people who say, like, I don't know, some French word with
Descartes.
A fuck up. Oh, Descartes, fuck. It's Descartes!
Frood. I
have
no
you
joke.
Ever, have you,
yes.
Are you serious?
High school, I had a friend ask me how to pronounce it because she thought it was Froude.
Yeah, but that really doesn't surprise me, that person, really.
I've just written it down again, by the way. Oh.
She's a little bit thick, that one. Oh, she's so irritating.
Froude? What the hell are you talking about?
I was part of another online community when we were in high school, like year 7 high school, right? It was for the actress, the writer, don't shit me, the writer is by comedy. And somebody had this quote in their, like, signature thing at the bottom of the thing, and it said, one of my friends in my Latin class at school actually said this, and then the quote was, so where exactly in the world is Latin? That's the dumbest thing I think I've ever heard in my life, and I just thought it was fantastic.
Wow, that's pretty dumb. Anyway, we should probably get moving on. What's your top 5 OCD, obsessive compulsive patterns?
My number one is I have to have a clean kitchen. I mean, this kitchen at the moment is very clean, but that's because I'm tired.
Yeah, and I
plus cooked. And it's not my kitchen.
I cooked, so there's a lot of crap everywhere.
Oh, no, it's remnants from the day. But, If I'm at home, then I'm, like, if there's, like, a mess, like a spill on the bench or something in the kitchen, I just have to clean up. I just don't know why. I think it's the whole idea that's where you prepare all your food and it should be clean. I think that's where that idea comes from. I'm not sure.
I will clean it up, but, you know, normally I look at it and go, someone else will do it.
Yeah, but you see, nobody else will in my house. And I'm in charge of cleaning the kitchen, like, properly on the weekends anyway, so, you know.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know, I like a clean kitchen. Number two, I have this thing about if there's a pattern, like on a doona or a weave or in like a scarf or my jumper, my knitted woolen jumper.
Yeah.
If some part of the pattern in the stitching or is messed up, I can't look at it. It just drives me frustrated and I start picking at it.
That's really weird.
It drives me completely insane.
You're mad.
I know.
You scoffed at me for my smarties and my mirrors and my shoe tapping.
Yeah, I know, but
that's weird.
I have no doubt in the world that parts of me is very OCD. I have no issue with that. But it's gotten worse since I have been watching Monk, though. So maybe I should stop watching Monk.
Stop watching Monk.
I love
Monk. You're getting ideas.
No, it's always been a thing. Like, it's always. I just pick it.
If you're getting influenced by shows, don't watch Dexter.
I don't like Dexter.
Or Doctor Who. That'll be a bit worrying every time you get into a telephone box. Just get out of there.
The third one, I have an issue with my card door being locked. There's nothing that started this thing. I mean, I have a brand new car. It's a gorgeous car. I've got full comprehensive insurance. So if it was stolen or broken into, then I wouldn't have to worry about any costs anyway, basically.
Yeah.
But... when I'm at the train station, if I don't lock the door, check the handle, lock the door, check the handle, lock the door, and walk away...
Or like a pattern.
Yeah,
like
there's a pattern. If I'm not 100% sure that door is locked, like if by the time I get up on the station, I don't remember if I've locked the car or not, I'm completely insane for the rest of the day.
You know, I think that is an actual OCD.
It is an OCD thing. Yeah, it is. You know, no, I know that is an OCD thing.
You know, I avoid that by doing one very major thing. I don't drive. I don't have a car because I can't afford one.
Yeah, I can't afford one, but I got one anyway.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
All right. Is it number three?
Number four. I forget if I've locked the car because I don't have a short-term memory.
Really?
Yeah, since I got sick, I've lost my short-term memory, basically. Pills. Yeah. It's not the pills, it's the fatigue. But I basically don't have a short-term memory anymore. Well, I do, but it's shit. So if I don't have that visual in my head of the car door being locked, I'm insane.
I'm a bit like that with assignments. If I don't remember putting it in, then I'll freak out.
Yeah, it's only started since I got sick. It hasn't been a long time thing. Plus, my old car was shit. I have a thing. This was a high school thing, not so much now because I don't really have books anymore.
Dog.
That was a puppy snoring. But when I was in high school, I used to have this thing of the books on my desk in front of me had to be completely lined up perfectly. Like, the spines had to be completely in line,
yeah. See, I just had the whole...
Didn't you notice? Oh, no, when we were in year 12, I didn't really notice.
I had one class with you two when you were 12.
Yeah, well, I know, I kind of stopped doing it as I got older, but when I was younger, I had this complete thing. And I'm the most unorganized person, so I don't know where that comes from.
You see, I had the whole spread your books out as far as you can, and maybe no one else.
I think that's what it was. I think I don't like spreading out my books. I kind of liked having them in a place where I could see them.
No, I gave myself about a centimeter to write in with my books just everywhere.
Yeah, I can't do that. But that's a writer thing, because I'm used to writing in a particular way.
No. I need my chaos.
I like it. Not chaos. Number five. I don't know if you've noticed this, but when I'm driving, like, say I was to drive you home now, I'd follow the exact same pattern. Like, I'd change lanes at exactly the same time every time I drive.
That.
Haven't you noticed?
I've noticed you take the same route, but...
Oh, no, I take the same route because that's the way I know to go.
Yeah.
But I change lanes at exactly the same time. And if I don't change lanes at that time, I get really kind of worried that I'm not going to change lanes in time.
Yeah, I never notice that.
Really?
Then again, I don't really notice that much in the car.
Right, next time I drive you back to your dad's place, pay attention to it.
I'm watching that now.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just a weird thing. I've only noticed it since I've been driving into the city. But, I mean, I think it's because I'm not that experienced a driver, and I'm just worried that I'm going to miss turn-offs and stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
I think that's what it is.
All right. Well, that's the first time.
Right, that was the first round.
Well, thank God we cut it down to three from five, because I don't think we're really going to get...
No,
five
I don't think we are
time.
Either. We've already done almost 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was my rant on whatever the hell I was talking about.
Counting coin, Smarties, mirrors,
See, short-term
shoes.
Memory again. Yeah. Well, let's just move on.
All right. So round two is songs that piss us off.
You know, I go
There's
on and
so,
on.
So many to choose.
I know, I go on and on about this all the time, and yet when having to write down five, I'm like, God, I can't think of any. No, I've got my number one here. This one takes the cake every time. Kate Bush, Wuthering Heights. When I was in my lecture, we were doing Wuthering Heights in my literature class this year. And the teacher thought it would be really fun if she put on Wuthering Heights by Kate Bush. And, of course, the song didn't work the first time, so she double-clicked it again and again and again. So the song was not only playing once, but three times all at once.
Vomit.
That song was stuck in my head for about a month afterwards. When I get songs stuck in my head, they don't just, you know, fleet in and out. They're there for a month.
The only thing worse than that song was the book.
I didn't mind the book.
Did you read Jane Eyre, though?
No, I didn't read Jane Eyre.
You should read Jane Eyre, and then you should decide whether you like Wuthering Heights
or not. I'll read Jane Eyre.
I've got a copy at home. I'll lend it to you.
I had to write an essay. No, I had to write a creative assignment on Wuthering Heights. I had to rewrite a part of the book in Joseph, the weird.
Do you know, it took me 6 months to read that book, and I don't remember any of it.
Oh, I studied it. You know, I read it and read it and read it and read it and read it, and we did it for like a week, as you do in uni.
Yeah, get a bit fucked over.
But no, I did that like weeks ago, and I've still got the song stuck in my head.
Alright, what's your second one?
Okay, second one, Popcorn Song. Not many people know it, and no, I will not sing it. It's one of those songs, again, that will get stuck in your head so very, very quickly.
Do you think we can find it on YouTube?
Probably. Oh god, it's just a painful, painful song.
That was a... Oh, hang on, that was a...
You know,
that's pretty popular. Came up second, recommended thing.
You know, I heard...
This one?
Yeah, I heard it on Spicks and Specs. Adam Hill said it's the most annoying song, and I made the fatal error of, yeah, going and looking it up, and it gets stuck in your head every now and then. You just think popcorn thing. Oh, shit! No, no!
You ready?
It gets stuck in your head.
You ready?
Okay,
you ready, people to be destroyed?
Yeah, go. Seriously. Oh, my God. It's... Nails down chalkboard. What the hell? People have too much time on their hands. We're getting weird visuals.
Alright, that's about as much as
we
can play.
Yeah, please don't play anymore.
Oh, that's about as much as we can play anyway.
Oh, well, please don't play anymore. Oh, I hate that song. Fucking hell. It wouldn't surprise me if Krista Burr wrote that song.
Oi, no tangents.
Yeah, okay. No tangents. Number three. Anything that is emo or sounds as if it should be emo.
See, I completely disagree with this.
No, I can't even think of any bands because they all sound the same.
I love Fall Out Boy. I love the way that they market themselves. They're a very fun kind of group. All their songs are fun.
They had one song that was okay, Arms Race, and then my brother ruined that for me because he says if you do it in an Australian accent, it sounds like saying ass face instead of Arms Race. Get it?
Hilarious. Your brother sucks.
Oh. No, but...
I love you, Lisa's brother.
Hey, you won't be listening. No, emo is the same no matter what you get. It's just different
guys with annoying hair that they flick out. Simple Plan and...
Oh,
Simple Plan, My Chemical Romance, those type bands. They're kind of different from Fall Out Boy because Fall Out Boy isn't really that depressive.
No, they're the generic, you know, like...
They're just
the same
like
as
failed punk bands,
yeah,
basically.
They make them in some sort of factory and just... I think I've said that before about someone else. Doesn't matter.
Better not be talking about me, lady.
No, you get these people and they just look like they've been made by the same person. They all look the same and they dress the same and they say the same things about not conforming. They haven't gone on a tangent. Seriously.
Hey, which one?
Which one?
You can read that because my pen's down.
Both of them. Oh my God. Yeah, we can't really see
in
these.
Two completely different ways, though.
Oh, yeah. Two different ends of the spectrum there. No,
Oompa Loompa.
We can't say any more than that because
no, we can't.
That might actually be slander.
It's not really because it's true.
Number four. Okay, moving on before you say something. Crazy Frog. On the same planes as Popcorn Song. Irritating as all fuck. And gets stuck in your head. And just wrong on many levels.
The only time I have looked down my nose at England was when this song... This ringtone for your phone topped number one in the music charts in
Did
England.
It?
Yes!
Oh my
it
God.
It was number one
Shame.
For like 3 weeks. I'm like, oh my God.
Then again, we probably didn't do any better.
No, it didn't really. It kind of the kid hit off with the kids, but everyone was so irritated by it. But after a week, everyone was just like, this is fucking irritating.
We can't really say much because we're of the land of, you know, Chris Franklin, I'm a Bloke, and what's his name? Kevin Bloody Wilson, rooting in the back of the ute.
Yeah. But
we have
true.
Some annoying songs.
But they're true songs.
This isn't an animated
frog going ding 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 ding.
No,
ding, ding.
Don't. We don't do that here.
Making fake race car noises. That's all it is. Shame of you,
do you
English people.
Do you remember a simpler time when that was just a still photo of a Formula One racer and said, "Try not laugh."
Yeah, if you're crazy, if you laugh at this.
If you're crazy,
oh,
you laugh at this.
Fuck, that
those were good times. The old days when that
high
was crazy.
High school days. Oh God, that was funny. I love that. I used to piss myself.
That was funny
started.
Until it became Crazy Frog.
There was one stage where it just got really, really high pitched and I just could not help myself laughing. It was like a Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was listening to that song once in a lecture. And as soon as he went into his high-pitched voice, I just started pissing myself laughing because I wasn't really paying attention. I was kind of doing Sudoku. And all of a sudden, I get a really high-pitched voice in my ear and I just started laughing. And I got looks.
Of course you would.
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah, because we were going on 25 minutes, this next one will just be self-explanatory. Anything by Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
Anyone that knows me well knows I have a long history of hating Avril Lavigne. I hate everything about her. I hate everything that she stands for. And I freaking hate that Girlfriend song.
Oh, I just hate Avril. Mind you, I stand behind her Girlfriend song.
No. It's just annoying. And she did this whole punk thing. Skulls with love hearts. I don't get that. That seems like a complete contradiction.
My pirate gloves have got boats on them.
You have a skull, which is the symbol of, like, death. And, you know.
Yeah, you can't cutesy
it up. And then you cutesy
it
up with a love heart in pink. It doesn't
it's
work.
It's so gay.
Well, it's not so much gay, it's just completely hypocritical
it's
of the entire...
Shit.
Yeah. Well, that's mine there. That was just pretty much written in about 3 seconds.
No, you had a bit of trouble writing those.
I had a bit of trouble just picking five.
Alright, my top five, pretty self-explanatory. Start with Lady Gaga, Poker Face.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, because I don't listen to the radio that often. I haven't heard anything by Lady Gaga.
Oh my god.
No, don't play it.
No, I'm going to play it. No, I'm playing it for anybody here who doesn't know Lady Gaga, because if you don't know, well, if you don't know it, probably everybody else in the world does, but you know.
Yeah, see, I'm pretty out of touch with the world, so...
As we all know, Lady Gaga is making...
That's wrong.
She looks like...
She's been Playboy Bunny or something, apparently.
She looks like the chick out of that Heineken ad. Yeah, that's who we are. Yeah, I've had enough. You can turn it off now.
The only good thing about that song is if you're in a gay club. I would like to say I did dance to Lady Gaga when I went... I told you I went clubbing with Blake, didn't I?
No, you didn't, but I'm learning about it now.
All right, I went clubbing with my best friend Blake.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, for people who know him. I went with his friend Josh and that. And I was very flattered when I was hit on a couple of ladies. But, sorry ladies, I don't turn that way. I just thought I should say that because otherwise it might sound like I'm a bit of a gay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Hey, that looks like a corn. Anyway. We danced to Lady Gaga, we danced to Britney Spears, I think we even danced to Kylie Minogue. I think I even danced to ABBA. Which leads on to my number two.
Considering number two.
I hate anything by ABBA. All their songs are the same song. You can listen to one song, right? And you've listened to them all.
Well, that's my opinion on emo music. See, at least ABBA had some kind of, you know...
What?
They
had
they had
a lame dance, which people thought were cool, which really wasn't. Even at the time, it wasn't cool.
Yeah, I kind of look fun, though, because...
They were wearing flares.
It was the
70s. I don't care. I'm embarrassed to say I ever wore flares in my life. Ugh.
I have.
That was a real... Yeah, there was a part...
There was a time. Yeah.
There was a time.
Let's not look back on that.
Let's
but
not.
No, I have fond memories of ABBA. Because when I was about 6 years old, there was a... cover band. Of ABBA. You know. With all intelligence, they called themselves BABBA.
Oh, yeah. I know about those guys, yeah.
Yeah. And they used to play at the Yarraville...
They're actually
the
hit
Yarraville
it big,
club.
Though.
But, yeah, they used to play on, like, weekdays. And when our school had, like, you know, these big concerts we put on for the parents to come see how, you know, amazingly bad their children are at acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'd be playing, like, you know, the next night. I just had a memory of my childhood.
I just hate ABBA with a passion. Enough said. My number three is Representative. It's called The White Pony by Ellen something starting with M, which I can't pronounce.
No idea.
No, I've only wrote down M because I didn't know how to pronounce it, so I wasn't going to give it a try. But it's part of a CD, a compilation called Hallucinations that one of my exes gave to me because he thought I'd like it. He was very, very wrong. It was... it was like all trancy and...
Yeah, not a big fan of trance.
If you're stoned, it's alright. But I can't remember the last time I was stoned.
I don't think I've never been stoned.
It's because you're weak.
I'm not weak. I'm just, you know, I have
smart.
Better ways. I have better ways of getting high.
You can drink.
Well,
or watch Dara O'Brien.
Dara does not make you high. If anything, Ross Noble would make you feel like you're on some kind of weird.
What the fuck's going on?
When are you gonna get to the point? Get back to Live Aid.
Live Aid. Tell us about Bono. Anyway, yeah, that was a really bad fail. I also hate Ween. So I think
anything
if we did
Ween.
Have any listeners, I think we probably lost about half of them now. Just because I said I hate Ween.
So that's two of them.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, if they got that many. My fourth song used to be a song I used to love, but then I listened to it too many times. It was Catch My Disease by Ben Lee.
Oh, yeah.
I really liked that song when it first came
out.
Was
it just me, or was someone sneezing in that, on the track?
Yeah, there is.
There is a sneeze
in there.
Yeah,
you can hear it if you listen to the track.
That scared the crap out of me the first time.
Really?
Yeah, I thought there was someone behind me, and it turns out it was on the track.
In the same way of that, right, the sneeze in Catch My Disease, there was an episode of Just a Minute where somebody presses a button.
Yeah.
Like, you know how, like, on Perfect 10, they've got the buttons that make the, like, round one, round two noises. Somebody pressed a button, and it was just a voice. Like, everything else, all, like, cut the microphones, and it just had this voice. And it was just a voice saying, hello? The first time I heard that, I was like, what the fuck? It was really weird. But then, like, it come back on, and Nicholas Parsons is laughing, and I'm like, it's alright.
Now, the first time I heard Catch My Disease, I heard the sneeze straight away. I had friends who had never
picked up on it. Anything weird on a track, I'll pick up. Yeah. Oh no, it's like in the first like couple of minutes.
Well, there's something you're for a couple of
minutes. A couple of seconds. Shut up.
No, I did it towards the end. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Anyway, fifth song, "Do It" by Madonna by the Androids.
Good
old
memories.
Androids. Woo! Let's play a little bit of that. Let's do it.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we do.
The worst thing about this is they had a one hit and it wasn't even that good. Do It with Madonna, not by Madonna.
Oh, shut up. Yeah. Still
and
came up with the right one.
Because there was someone whose second cousin was this guy who sang
it. Wasn't it Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw...
They came to our school twice to perform this song.
I saw her on the train the other day, tram.
Yeah.
And my dad's like, oh look, she's got the same colour as you, and I'm like, yeah, I know her, and she's a total bitch.
Yeah, now
don't want anything to do
because
with
you wrote the name there and you said another name just 2 seconds ago, they're all gonna assume you mean the name that you just said.
Why?
Because you said Jess and you started talking about this different girl.
But it's not it's not that person.
It's not that person, by
no,
the way.
No, it's not.
Because yeah, Jess.
Because
you're not
I don't
want to
get
bitch.
Beaten the shit out of me.
Jess, you're not a bitch. We've written someone else's name down.
We did. Alright, so this is a little bit of Do It With Madonna by the Androids.
I'm gonna go throw up.
I'm starting it just somewhere randomly at the start, so we'll play 20 seconds of this one. Now pink is Cupid,
still a baby. Yeah. And she talks with attitude. She hasn't spoke for a young lady. This is vile. What I'd really like to do. Because that is a likeness of Madonna.
Well,
so the woman
is
at least.
Oh my God! Somebody please tell her that she's too old. She's too old. Fuck. 15 stone. When the hell did you start measuring things in stones?
I don't know. I heard someone say something in stones, and I'm doing it. I don't know.
Yeah, you've been watching too much Eddie Izzard.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. So.
Okay, she's at least 100 kilos. Yeah, you happy?
Thank you.
Converting to the metric system. That is
she's
metric,
more
isn't
than
it?
100 kilos.
At least. Yeah, 100.
No, my mum actually saw those girls.
Those
no, it's a drag girls. Show. No, it's a drag show.
Oh, so it's a dude.
Yes.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Did you realise that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's a drag show. Okay,
I didn't.
My mum loved it. My mum, the first time she saw the film club, she was like, I saw those guys live.
Oh.
Not the androids.
Yeah, we did.
We saw them, unfortunately. Yeah. Mind you, it was year 8. And somebody wrote in, like, marker on the box in front of the school, like the Android rule.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was there and everyone just went, don't remind us.
Yeah, please
horrible
don't.
Memories.
Everybody liked them though for like a week. It was like Hanson.
Yeah.
It was just like
it really
Hanson.
Was.
Yeah. Boy bands, don't even give it a try. Anyway, round 3.
Oh, yeah,
people
yeah,
you'd like to have for dinner. I'm just warning you now, we're going to have quite a few similar people.
Most people I'll have around dinner are just going to be comedians, so it's just going to be battle of the egos when it comes to comedy.
Well, it depends. It depends who you have, because in comedy there's an honor structure. Believe it or not, Russell Brand. Fuck
wow,
it.
There you go. There's slander for you.
How
okay.
is that slander?
Well, yeah, it's okay. He did.
It's
work.
Not slander. He ruined the chain of honor. He did it. Sorry.
He did.
Anyway,
okay.
Go.
Let's just move on.
Please.
Number one for me is Stephen Fry. Well, there's no ego there.
Well,
you need
yeah,
to have
Stephen oh, come on, is this Stephen Fry doesn't have an ego?
No, I don't reckon he does. I reckon he's some kind
I reckon
of
he does, but he's allowed to because he's awesome.
Okay. But, no, you'd have him around for dinner because he'd just be, you know, emanating this wonderful positive aura about, and also he'd probably help you wash up afterwards. He wouldn't just
yeah,
run out
yeah, I could see that as well.
He'd help wash up and he'd have, you know, he'd grab the, you know, one with the frills on it. And then he'd sit down by the fire and he'd talk to you about, you know, whatever.
And drink
pipe.
Cognac.
And drink, yeah, but that means I have to have cognac. don't know anything about cognac.
I've never had cognac before.
I don't know. I've had scotch, and I don't like it.
I don't
it.
Like scotch straight. I like it with Coke.
Yeah. I need cognac.
We should get some cognac.
Yes.
Write that down. Get cognac.
Get cognac.
Next show, we'll be drinking cognac. Cheap
and
cognac.
And we'll tell you about whether or not we like it. And it will be cheap, so we probably won't.
Yeah, probably. We should probably buy some expensive stuff, but we can't afford expensive. Unless we both put in like $100 and get like a $200 bottle of cognac. But that would be a little bit of a waste.
Yeah, if we don't like it, too.
A lot of people like cognac.
But then we can have the cognac on the, you know, on the kitchen table and everyone, ooh, I have cognac.
I don't even know where we're going to record next time. Anyway, moving on.
Okay.
Number two.
Number two. Well, yeah, you've alluded to my fascination already. Eddie Izzard. That man's just funny.
You just want him there to do your makeup.
He would do a good job, wouldn't he?
His makeup's gorgeous. But you know what? He's the only drag queen I can say.
He's a drag queen. He's an executive transvestite.
The only executive transvestite I've ever met who has really nice makeup.
Well, he'd be the only, you know, guest that would be staring at your tits and wouldn't be, you know, wanting to ogle them. He'd be wanting them himself.
You know Eddie Izzard is straight, right?
Yeah. Male lesbian, he says.
I reckon it would be a combination of both. He'd want them, but he'd also want to touch them.
Yes, that would be.
That'd feel so good on me.
But no, yeah, he could, you know, and he'd just be a riot the whole time. And, you know, he'd get along with the rest of my guests, which is, of course, going into number three, Bill Bailey.
Woo! We're both big fans of Mr. Bailey.
I like Bill Bailey.
I don't know, I never actually got that much into him until, probably before we saw him live.
I saw him on
about a month before that.
I saw him on Black Books in about 2004.
No, yeah, it was when I got Black Books.
In 2004 they started showing on the ABC and
yeah.
I got into that straight away. He was always my favourite. I love Manny. He's my favourite character.
Oh, no, I think Ben is my favourite.
Nah, I love
Just
Manny.
Because he's so drunk.
No, Manny, because, you know, he gets high on coffee and thinks he's a cop. That's just awesome. That's an adventure right there.
I don't know. I like Bernard just because of the way he wakes up in, like, the second episode. Fuck, I love that. That is so funny. I wish I woke up like that.
No, because he looks like he's about to die. A horrible, horrible, horrible death.
How?
I choked on the cigarette.
Yeah, the choking. Alright.
Okay, my number four, moving on, because it's now 40 minutes. Andrew Denton, because, well, let's just say he's a very good host, even though I'm hosting this dinner party, I just realised. He'd take over, bastard.
But then he wouldn't have to do anything, so look on the bright side.
Yeah, true. But he does a thing where he's not the conventional interviewer. He does a thing where he asks you one question and stares at you the rest of it, so you feel like going, yeah, well, you know, I had a good day. Okay, yeah, it was kind of crap, you know. Well, it's not my fault. Mommy didn't love me! Oh my God.
I was abused as a child!
I have a drinking problem and gambling, okay? You happy? I just asked you how your day was. Oh, you bastard. This is what you wanted. Yeah, enough, rope.
You looked at me, you bastard.
Sorry, Andrew. I actually like you.
Enough rope, yeah.
See,
hang myself
even,
with.
He's not even here and look what I'm doing. He didn't even ask me the question. Okay, no. Well, on a lighter note, instead of me crying about my
abusive childhood.
I didn't get abused, by
no,
the way.
No, she
I
wasn't.
Really say that. I had
she
a
has,
very loving middle-class upbringing.
She has a lovely family. Except
yeah.
for her vegetarian mother.
My mother makes a mean vegetarian masala.
No,
I
like your mother very much. I've only met her a couple times, but I do love your mother a lot. But you need to eat red meat.
Yeah, I'm anemic, so basically vegetarian meals aren't really doing me. I have to eat red beans to get my iron.
Ooh, I hate beans.
I had to have a red bean lasagna. I mean, my lasagna today was fantastic.
Yeah,
it didn't have red beans in it.
That was a really good lasagna. Oh.
Nah, seriously, I get to my dad's place after 2 weeks, I'm shaking.
It's just a steak. Steak.
Just injected into my veins. Have I done four? No, I've done four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've done four, I've done five.
My number five is, well, you know, they're pretty serious, funny comedians.
Yes.
Well, not that this guy isn't, but you need someone that you can make fun of and will pretty much take it on, you know, from every angle. Rob Brydon. Nothing funnier than a, you know, quite an upset Welshman.
Seriously, what is funnier than an upset Welshman? Because their voice gets higher.
You're taking the piss out of me.
My
well,
father,
yeah, you're Welsh.
My father literally grew up in the same street as Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, we live in houses.
fuck,
well,
I love Robin.
You know, anyone whose main meal is a cheese toastie. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Or a ham and cheese, if you're lucky.
Oh, God. I could go for one of them now. Well, we don't have any, do we?
We don't have any ham. We've got cheese and
bread. Toasties. No, I think I'll skip that one out.
No.
Anyway, I think it's your turn now, isn't it?
I think it is. My number one, of course, the marvellous, the fantastic, the beautiful Lady Stephen Fry.
Lady Stephen Fry.
Lady Stephen Fry.
He's a sir. He needs to be a sir. He needs to be knighted.
He's a lady. He should be knighted.
There will be a million people right now going, hell yeah. Stephen Fry needs to be knighted.
We're going to start a petition. Stephen Fry has to be knighted.
I think there's a Facebook group saying Sir Stephen.
There probably is.
Yeah. I'm joining.
I'm joining it too, goddammit. I'm not going to do it now because if I type it, comes up on the microphone.
If, you know, oh, I've forgotten his name now, but there are so many people you hear who get knighted and you're, what the hell?
Anthony Hopkins was knighted.
Oh, no, he deserves it. I like Anthony Hopkins. He's Welsh, you know.
apparently, he grew up on the same street as Rob Brydon's
really
father.
Really? Fascinating.
I've heard that. It's funny because in Australia we live in houses, not on the street. Jesus.
Well, I didn't, but, you know, I grew up in a shoebox. No, I didn't. It was an apartment, but it was a really shoddy made one at that.
I grew up in a house.
Actually,
I've been in a caravan for a little while.
Caravan?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't go into that one.
No, that's not.
Anyway, my number two, Mr. Bill Bailey. I would like to point out that I did write my list before Elise did.
Why don't we just host a double and then, you know, have the same people?
Well, we could have, like, yeah, we could have more people than five to a dinner party, but, you know.
Yeah, but then we'd have two Bill Bailey's and two Stephen Fry's walking around.
What's wrong with that?
Well, they might
I think Stephen Fry would be very happy.
No, they might not get along.
Oh, come on, Stephen Fry would get along with himself. Bill Bailey, however.
Yeah.
No, I love Bill Bailey, big fan of Bill Bailey. I think he's fantastic, and he makes me laugh.
He does. He makes me laugh, too.
You couldn't ask for a better boyfriend.
I think he'd make a better neighbour or, you know, just friend, like acquaintance.
I reckon he'd make a good older brother.
He'd be interesting, to say the least.
No, I'd fight with him anyway. Anyway, my number three, Mr. Phil Jupitus, because
I'd put him on.
Big roly-poly, fun-looking, crazy, hilarious, funny, comedian.
Throw in any more words if you can.
I can't think of any more. Plus, he makes fun of the Welsh really well.
Elvis. No, he wouldn't make fun of me for being afraid of spiders.
Yes,
you would, but he'd sit there going, oh, you...
No, he's not scared of spiders anymore, apparently.
Really?
Didn't you hear the last show? That show, when he said that... Oh, no, I don't think you heard about that one.
I'm all alone.
Because you don't get the audiobooks. Can you help us go off the cat?
Okay.
Sorry.
Hey, Russell.
We're just getting my little Jack Russell off the couch. She might want to go out.
No, just wants to
browse.
Yeah. Right. Hot dog.
Number four, you can't have Jupiter's with Mr. Wilding without Mr. Wilding, a Welshman who's really the gorgeous, beautiful eyes.
And Welsh. We have a weird obsession with the Welsh.
I don't know.
It's a love-hate relationship.
I've
never met a Welsh.
I would like to point out that I never really liked the Welsh that much until I started listening to The Perfect Ten.
Yeah, I grew up on Fireman Sam, which is just Welsh accents all around.
Elvis. Phil Wilding. You got Phil Wilding, Phil Jupitus. You got to have them together. I reckon you can't have one without the other.
Yeah, well, Phil Jupitus does all right on QI without.
Yeah, I know, but I don't like that Wilding. Stop fighting over food.
All right.
And my number five, Mr. Bill Nye, because.
No, I do like Bill Nye.
I love Bill Nye. I think he's fucking gorgeous. I love him to pieces.
You know what annoys me most about me liking Bill Nye?
What?
My mother is in love with Bill Nye. I can't like someone that my mother's in love with.
I mean, like, he's older, but he's still kind of young at the same time.
He's trendy-ish.
No, he's not really trendy so much, but he doesn't try to be trendy. He doesn't try to look old.
Well, that's the thing, you know.
He still wears the same suits he would have worn back in the 60s.
That's the thing, though, you know. By pretending that you don't want to be trendy, you become trendy.
I don't know. I personally love Bill Nye. I think he's great. And, yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's your three top fives with a lot of bullshit inserted.
Yeah, you're all going to think I'm insane by the end of this.
I already think you're insane, but I've known you for a long time.
Everybody, you'll now be going onto Facebook to join the Make Sir Stephen.
If you haven't joined already, go and join the Make Sir Stephen Fry at night.
And go out and buy your Smarties and colour coordinate them like I do, so I'm not the only one in the world.
I would actually like to take this opportunity to congratulate a good friend of mine.
Really?
Mr.
It's not
Fox.
Me, is it?
No.
No, it's not.
You're pregnant.
Am I?
Like,
no,
Virgin
wonder.
Mary.
Immaculate.
No, a friend of mine called Fox Klein, who's a Melbourne comedian, he actually got picked up by a major management group in LA, and he's moving over to America, and he's going to be doing some really good comedy work over there.
No,
so
well
congratulations, Fox. Very happy for you. Gonna miss you. But that's what Facebook's for.
I met you once, but good on you.
Yeah,
well
at least
done.
Was at one of your shows.
Yeah, like a year or two ago.
And now you got some more people to listen to your stuff about 8 times until they're bored of it. I'm joking, it's funny. Anyway, anything you'd like to say?
I think I've said enough, and I think I've revealed enough about myself for one night.
I don't think you have.
Really? Maybe
anyway.
You should turn this off.
What colander are you wearing?
I don't know. Let's check. Black. Ooh.
I'm black as well.
Ah, wow. Matching. That,
we
was
can't
that was a really weird moment.
That really, it really quite was. If anyone has any ideas for topics, please send them to...
what are we called again?
We're preferential treatment.
Preferential treatment.
But that's quite a long name.
We'll just make it Elise and Jess.
No, it's preferential treatment. No, send any suggestions you have to preferentialtreatment@gmail.com. We'd greatly appreciate it. We don't know when you'll be listening to this yet, but hopefully you will be, and hopefully you enjoy it, because we thoroughly enjoy
I like talking, even
talking.
If, you know, it makes me seem more
dumb.
And more insane.
I like seeming insane. It keeps sane.
Well,
I know I sound really insane.
And we're ever so eloquent and insane and, you know.
We would also like
I'm
to
tired.
We would also like to thank the lovely people whose house we're in at the moment.
That probably should be said. I have no idea where I am. But I did get here by myself today.
I promise you I did not date rape her.
No.
Rape drug her. I didn't drug her.
We should turn this off.
We should.
My brain's just flatlined.
Yeah, alright. Well, thank you for listening. We'll catch you again next time, I suppose.
Well, I hope there's a next time, but yes.
Alright. See you later.
Bye.